and they say no, the bread is always mutter. And they say shorui afilu kishavuka kinegdoi. Even though your mamish took the wood, these eitzim of orla and klei akerim, as mamish also banur, and you burnt them, and the heat is coming out of the wood, even though your mamish see the wood there, still the rabbanan svar is what comes up, the heat that comes up is mutter banur. And we said the chazonish is mazal like zvashim atoysvist, that the heat comes up from the wood that was already burnt. From the part of the wood that came into Ephes, into nothing, that's where the heat comes out. So first you make the oil like Ephes, like nothing, and then that turns into heat, and the heat is mutter. That's the Rabbanan Svara. So according to Rabbanan, affect Yomara, Ela Eitzim, the Yisur, the Rabbanan, Hechim Ishkachaslu. How do you have a local? We say Eitzim is also Banur. Poshita means you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from the Eitzim. According to Rabbanan, how do you have that? Where's the loch? Atzi Asher is Asa Banor. What do you mean it's Asa Banor? Take the wood, throw it into the oven, and make a fire out of it. Now, according to Rabbanan, you're allowed to have enjoyment from the heat. You're allowed to bake bread with it. Because when the heat comes up, we say it's considered first the Orlo, whatever it is, or the Atzi Asher came into Ephes, came into nothing, was burnt up. And from the burnt up part, that's what the heat is coming up. So according to Rabbanan, how do you ever have a loch that ate some Asa Banor? And there's a lot of Gemaras and Mishnahs about that. Atzi Asher is also Bano. Klai Kerem is also Bano. Where's the case, according to Rabbonin, that you have an Isra No on wood alone? And the Gemara, Amrabami Barchoma, Bishashifa, Enechnami. The case is if you make a stool, a seat, a chair out of the wood. So, Grashi Bishashifa, Kisei Leshiv Alov. If you take wood from Atzi Asher, or wood from Ola, Klai Kerem, and you make a chair out of it, here it's also to sit on this chair, because that's considered you're having enjoyment from the Atzei Asher itself. Make the stool for your foot. The Hanoson Kishain Ben. That's called you're having enjoyment when the wood is still here. Vayidei Mamish. And by Mamish sitting on the chair, you're having enjoyment. Abel Hanoi is Hesik. But the Hanoi, by burning the wood, and having Hanoi, having enjoyment from the heat that comes out of the wood, Ein Hanoi. That's not considered the enjoyment comes from the wood itself. Rabbonin, the wood is not osa banor by burning it. So the only time you have a case that's osa banor, according to Rabbonin, is to sit on the wood itself. Well, right. Boy minei Rami Bachoma. So Rami Bachoma asked the Shailom Rav Chizda, from Rav Chizda. What's going to be the halacha? Tanor shesiko beyatzei hegdish. Up until now, we're talking about you're burning oil or klayim, or else we had avoid the zora. Now we're clearing another shalom. What about if you use wood from hegdish? You had wood that was set aside to use for the Marocha, or set aside to use for Hegdish. It has an Isra Hanor on it. And you took this wood and you burnt it. You burnt it, you used it for the fuel in the tanner. Shigo Biatzeh Hegdish. V'yofo boyes apas. And you bake bread with this heat. Is the Rabbonin, declared a Shal according to Rabbonin Shita. Tis Sharo B'Kemaisam, that Rabbonin before said, that by Orla and Klai Kerem, if you burn the wood to make the bread becomes Mutter Mai. What's going to be the locha by Hegdish? Is Hegdish different or not? That's what he asked. And Omalei, the Taka answered back, Yishinu Apas Asurim. Here Taka, even the Rabbanim will be moido. That wood, that's Hegdish, the Taka is also Tavanor, even from the Hesek, even from the heat that comes out of the burnt wood, still it's also Banor. Fred Gemara, why? Oma Ben Zuli Orla. Why is Hegdish, that's also Banor, any different than Orla that's also Banor? The Paris or the Klippas of Orla is also Osir Banor. And still there you're telling me the Rabbanan Svar is that when you burn it, it's considered. First you burn it, you make it into nothing, and then the heat comes from nothing. So say the same thing by Hegdish also. First you're burning the wood of Hegdish, it's like you made an ice Hegdish, and now the heat comes from nothing. So how come by Hegdish all of a sudden you're saying it's Osir? And the Gemara Omar Rova, Hochi Hashtar, what's Ratsushta? What's why? It's not Doima one to the other. What's the difference? Well, it's not Doima. Olo, I tell you, b'teilo b'masayim. Olo, even with the Rabbanan, there's halachas when it's bottle. If you have a peri that was olo, it falls into 200 peris that are mutter, it becomes bottle. You'll not eat it. You have one apple that was grown from the first 3 years, it falls into another 200 apples of heter that was from a four-year-old tree, it's bottle, you'll not eat them all. Mashenken hegdish has a chumro, afilu b'yelefloi bottle. So I call upon him, the Rabbanan, hegdish is more chumr, if you have something that's hegdish, that falls into even 1,000 times as much, it's like bottom. So about Hegdish has this chumra, therefore by says Midrabbonin will be machmed to say Yeshvach Eitzim by Hegdish. Trashi, B'teilu B'Masayim, Hilkach loy chamira mishakola v'nivri suray. Therefore, by Orlo, when it's burnt up, like midrabbanan, it looks as if it's bottle. That's why the rabbanan didn't offer it. Mashenkin by Hegdish, even after it's burnt up, see what do you want to say? It looks like it's bottle? No. Midrabbanan Hegdish can't become bottle. Even if you throw it into 1,000 things as much, it's still awesome. So you see, midrabbanan Hegdish never becomes bottle. Here also, even after you burn the wood of Hegdish, we don't look as if it's bottle, as if it's nothing. No. Hegdish has a chumrah, we don't look like it's bottle. Therefore, the bread that you bake from Hegdish is tak also banor, even according to Rabbanu. Predi Gemara. Elo amarovo I kasha lei ha kasha. If I have a kasha, and what you're saying, that Rabbanu are going to be moidah by atzel of Hegdish, this is what shvetim, this is my kasha. V'aloi moir lamasik. I have a new kasha now. V'aloi moir lamasik. What's going on here? There's wood here that's Hegdish, right? A lock of a Hegdish is like this. When you take Hegdish to have anor from it, as soon as you have anor from it, you're over the Yisra Mila. Somebody's saying here. You're over the Yisra Mila. And the male, when you're over the Yisra Mila, the locker is, it's Yotza Lechulin. The cloud is, the one that started to burn this wood, he had anor from it. He's over the Yisra Mila. And the cloud is, V'chol Heicha the Mor Lamasik. By Hegdish. Anytime somebody's over the Yisra Mila, Nofik Lulechulin. That's the locker. The Hegdish goes out to be Chulin now. So the Zayi Vishashiyah, what happened here? First you took the wood and you started to make fire. So now, the person, the Yisroel that took this wood, right away he's having enough from the wood, he's over the Yisamila. By him being over the Yisamila, the wood becomes chulin. So now when the heat comes out of the wood and you're baking the bread should be mutter. Because the one that made the fire, he was moil. And Allah says, whenever you moil in Hegdish, it's Yotzel chulin. So Drashi, V'aloi moil ha-masik, v'chayiv korban mila. The Yisrael that took the Hegdish stick of wood and started to make a fire, you have anor from it, he's over the Yisra Mila, he has to bring a korban. Anything that doesn't have a Gdush Zaguf, like a korban or a Kli Sharis, the locha is as soon as you moil, it's Yotze Lechulim. That's the locha. So that was a kasha here. Since you took this wood and used it, so right away you're over Mila, so Mila the bread should be mutter, because it comes like chulim, like a bread now. Now the Gemara, Amra Papa, Hocha Ba'atzei Shlomo Maskinim. We're talking about wood that you were makdish for the purpose to use for a shlomim. Rashi be'atzei shlomim, she'etfisam ledmei shlomim, shlomim, lemoichrom likach v'demeim shlomim, or the kotchim kalim ein lem mila. This is the teretz. That since you set aside this wood to be used for shlomim, shlomim, which is the kotchim kalim, doesn't have the yisra mila. The only time you have mila by shlomim, after you do zrikas dam on the emurim, that's going to go on the mizbeach, that's called Kotsh Hashem. Then if you have enough from the Emurim, then you're over Mila. But before you make Zrik on the Basar, or else the Eitzim that you're going to use for Shlomim, there's no Din Mila. Even if you have Hanor from it, you're not over the Yisra Mila. And now, Samar is saying, since you're not over the Yisra Mila, the Lachar is not Yotze L'chulin. That's how we say if you have enjoyment from Hegdish, that it goes out L'chulin, that's only because you're over the Yisra Mila. When you're over the Yisra Mila, then we say the Mila makes it, then it's Yotze L'chulin. But lo yitzu, you have something that you're not moil on, there's no Yisra Mila, you don't have a Chiyav Korban Mila, it's taka not Yotze L'chulin. And I'll bring you a raya for this. The Alibud Rav Yehuda, Alibud Rav Yehuda. The Yomer Rav Yehuda says like this, Hegdish B'shoigeg Mischalo. If you have Hanor from Hegdish B'shoigeg, the pshat is then you moil, and then you have to bring a Korban Mila, it's taka Mischalo. The locher is that Hegdish goes out lechulin. What about the mezid? Let's say you take hanor from Hegdish per mezid. You know what you're doing. You know this is a Hegdish stick, a cow, a horse, and you're riding on it right now. The locher is ain't a mischalo. It's not mischalo. Why not? Why doesn't it go out lechulin? The mezid, my time alloy. What's the reason if you rode this horse that belongs to Hegdish? The mezid, it doesn't go out lechulin. The teretz is, kivon de lar ba milahu. Since you did it, b'mezid. And b'mezid is no Yisra Mila. Mila is only b'shoigig. If you take hanor from Hegdish b'mezid, you're not over the Yisra Mila. It's a mela l'nofek l'chulin. It doesn't go out l'chulin. So this is the raya that when do we say if you take hanor from Hegdish, it goes out automatically l'chulin only because you're over the Yisra Mila. The Yisra Mila makes it that it goes out l'chulin. Mashenken, if you do it b'mezid, b'mezid is no Yisra Mila, you're not mechuyah to being a korban Mila if you do b'mezid. If you take Hanor from Hegdish b'mezid, you're over in Issa, you're not allowed to have Hanor, but it's not called you a Mol. Mol means b'shoigeg. So since you see b'mezid, it doesn't, you don't have to being a korban Mila, hu adin, it's not nofak l'chulin. It's a mele shlomim nami. by a wood that you are makdish for the purpose of a shlomim, which is only a kochim kalim. By kochim kalim, we're saying there's never mila. The only time you have mila by kochim kalim is la'achaz riko with the emurim. The fact that you're going to put it on the mizbeach, since right now that's going on the mizbeach, that's called kochi Hashem, now it gets a special kedusha that there's nisa mila. But before you have the emurim, just the behemoth or the wood on shlomim doesn't have any nisa mila on it. Samela kiv on the la ba mila. Since shlomim and the wood that you set aside for the shlomim has no nisa mila, is a mela loy nafik lechulin. Therefore, it doesn't go out lechulin. So since it doesn't go out lechulin, that's the case that you took wood that was set aside for shlomim, and now when Yisrael came and burnt this wood, so true he's over in Issa by using the wood. But since he wasn't moel, the lachar is the wood does not go out lechulin. The wood still has kedusha on it. So mela now, if you bake bread with it, we say even according to Rabbanan, with the chumra of hegdish, that even the bread becomes awesome. Because by other isurim we say the Issa is like bottle. But by Hegdish doesn't have any bittul, therefore by Hegdish we say the bread also becomes also. For the Gemara, this is true. The Chol Hecha, the Moil, Hamasik, Nafik, the Chulin, is that true what we're saying? That when somebody takes Hanor from Hegdish, Bishaygig, that he's over the Yisra Mila, he has to bring a carbon Mila, you're telling me right after that, the thing becomes Chulin. It's Yotzel from Hegdish becoming Chulin. For Tanya, we learned like this. Kol Anis Rofim. Anytime you burn something, offer and mutter. Anything that's also bano, after you burn it, the offering becomes mutter. Even by chametz, if you hold chametz as minanas rofin, the offering is mutter, klai akerim. After you burn the klai akerim, the offering is mutter, if you hold it as minanas rofin. Has called as rofin any issa that's toin sreifa, after it's burnt, it becomes mutter. Chutz only, meyatzi asherah, from the issa avoid the zorah, the yefer hegdish. And uadin hegdish that was burnt up is l'oilam asr. It's still also bano, even after it's burnt up. This is the kasha. Why is Hegdish after burnt up? Is the ish still asa bano? L'chura, the person that burnt it, was over in Issa Mila. Since he was over in Issa Mila, we say whenever you moil, it automatically goes out l'chulin. So how do you have a case that the ashes of Hegdish is still asa bano? So as Moan Teretz Apashit, Omer Rami Bachomo, you're going to Nofla Dleka Mieleho. V'yatzei Hegdish. The Lekha Inish the Nimel. Hatein Hekha Timsa, that Hegdish Taka had wood, and a fire broke out by itself in the Beis HaMikdash. And a fire by itself burnt up the wood. So in such a case, nobody was moel, because nobody made the fire. So there was no person that burnt it. It burnt up by itself. So in such a case, the ashes, since there was no mila done about it, the ashes are still asa bano. That's one teretz. Another teretz is, Rav Shemaya Omer, the oison shetun geniza. I tell you, this brisa that says, that Efer of Hegdish is the Eilam Osir, it's only talking about the Efer of the Trumas Hadeshen. By the Trumas Hadeshen, we had before a special Gzeres HaKosiv. The Tanya, the Pesuk says by Trumas Hadeshen, the Somui, we dashen benachas, do it easy, not to spread it out. The Somu Kuloi, the Somu Shlo Yefazir. And we dash before also, the Somu means, the Somu Shom, leave it there, that it's Osir Bano Loilam. So the special Gzeres HaKosiv, the Trumas Hadeshen. Even though, what is the Trumas Hadeshen? That's the ashes you've taken off the Mizbeach that was already burnt up. So even though the Kavanos were already burnt up, so the ashes should have been Mutter, because that's called Minanas Rafim, the offering is Mutter, because it's called Nasim, it's Vasai. But here there's a new Gzeres HaKosav, that we had before. The Trumas Hadeshen, the person says, the Samu Shama, leave it there. There we dash it, it has to stay there, then it's Asa Banu. So that we say, the Hegdish is Asa Banu, even after it was burnt up, only means the ashes of Trumas Hadeshen. All the wood that belonged to Hegdish, and now somebody came and took that wood and burnt it, since that person is over the Yisra Mila, when he burns it, Enechnami is like a Yotzel Lechunen. Right. The Mishnah, the end of the Mishnah said, Yabyudu Waime ain't be a Chometel of Israifa. That's Yabyudu Shita, that the way women carry the mitzvah Tashvisu, destroying Achomet is only with beer, burning you with fire. And the Chomet said, no, you don't have to burn it, nor Zerul Ruach, just throwing it away is also good. So the Maratani, we're going to write some. Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Ein b'yachomet el esreifo. The way you have to do the mitzvah is not for burning it. V'yadim noitzin. And I have a kal v'chayma to say that chomet has to be burnt up. What's my kal v'chayma? Oma noitzin. Maduch from the Yisra noitzin. By kochim, you have a shlomim left over the second night. Or a chatas left over the first night. The next morning becomes noitzin. The din is you have to burn noitzin. She'enu b'ayiro b'ayimotzi. The Torah doesn't say any new issa bayiro bayimotzi. You can't see noiser, you can't keep noiser. Still, we say toin sreifa. The Torah says noiser has to be burnt up. Obazoi chometz, the issa chometz on Pesach שיש לו מבעל יורו ובעל ימוצאים, החוץ from the איסר החילה, and החוץ from the איסר הנו, of חומץ, there's another איסר. There's a בעל יורו ובעל ימוצאים. You're not allowed to even see it. You can't even find it in your house. Not only can't you eat it. Since the Torah was so machmir by chometz, I tell you, like kol shchein shetunis reifon, there's a kal v'chaima that this iser hano of chometz has to be burnt up. That's Rabbi Yehuda's kal v'chaima from Leiser. Omru loy, so Rabbanon answered back to Rabbi Yehuda and said, no, this is not a good kal v'chaima. But the kal is like this: kol din, any kal v'chaima shatadan that you want to make, that chilos elahachmir, true. You want to make kal v'chaima means madach, this kal has the chumra, avad, this more chumra has the chumra. So you want to bring the chumra to say that by Pesach you bedavka have to burn the chometz. Over here, of a seifel hokum, you're coming out to make a kula at the end. And if you're making a kula at the end, something lenient, then we say ain't a din. That's the pirkei. There's no such kal v'chaim like that. It's a kal v'chaim is only if you're only ending up with a chumra, something strict. But by bringing the strict thing here, you can end up to be lenient. Then we don't say a kal v'chaim. Now, what are we being lenient? What's the kal here? The case is like this. What about loy motz etzim asorfein? They're telling me now, Pasha the Svar should be chometz, just get rid of it. What the chometz say, throw it in the wind, throw it in the yam, just get rid of it. If you just dash in the kal v'chaim, now to say, no, that's not the way you mekayim mitzvah tashbisu. The way you mekayim mitzvah tashbisu is dafka, you have to burn it. Now what's going to be if somebody doesn't have wood to burn? A guy's stuck, he has no wood around there. According to you, he's being mevatel the mitzvah tashbisu. Because you're being mechadash or cooler now, that if you don't have wood, you can't burn it, so you're not being mekayim the mitzvah. The Torah says no. Tashbisu some of techem. The chol davar shata yochel hashbisoi. The Torah poshet says is that mitzvah destroy your chometz before Pesach. How do you destroy it? Poshet pshafat tashbisu is any way you want. Throw it to ruach. Throw it to the yam. Now you Rabbi Yehuda is telling me a kula that no, the mitzvah is only to burn it. What's going to be if somebody doesn't have fire? He can't do the mitzvah. He's like potter from the mitzvah. So you'd be making on the person to say he doesn't have to do the mitzvah. That's not mistavrim. You can't give a kula upon a person. So therefore, since he wants to be mekayim mitzvah tashbisu, you can't tell him yechumah, the Torah is saying now from a kal v'chaima, you have to burn it. Because that will come out of case. Somebody can't burn it. He's potter from the mitzvah. It's not mistavrim to say a kula here. So that's the chometz taina to Rabbi Yehuda. This can't be a good kal v'chaima. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda was in the Kabul, there's an attack of Chayzer, it's not a Kabul Chayma. Now, Chaz Rabbi Yehuda, Vedono Dinach, I have another way to learn. Not from a Kabul Chayma, but from a Gzei Rishava. A Gzei Rishava, you can't ask this Kasha. Noiser, Osa Bachila, Stam, Poshet Geret. Noiser, this meat is left overnight, is Osa Tin. The Chometz, Osa Bachila. The Torah says Chometz, Osa, you can't eat Chometz. I was like, Poshet Gzei Rishava. Ma, Noiser, Bisraifa, just like my Noiser, Torah says you have to burn it. I'll tell you, I have Chometz, Bisraifa. Chometz, Osa has to be burnt. A poshut the kabel chayim. Omrulah, the chum say no. If you want to learn a poshut gzeir shava, then I can't come. Gzeir shava. I definitely there's no gzeir shava here. I'll tell you nevela techiach. Look at the yisin nevela. She asura vachila. The Torah says nevela you can't eat. The yain the Torah tsreifam, and we don't have to burn nevela. So what din chometz? Even though the Torah says not to eat it, you don't have to burn it. Omrulahen, if you answered back, hefrish. There's a big difference between nevela and noisim. Noisim is two things. It's also b'chilu v'hanor. And the Torah says to burn it good. Who are din v'chometz? Chometz also has these two things. It's also b'chilu v'hanor. Chometz is also b'hanor. It says lo yeyochel. We learn out that chometz is also b'hanor. Oh, but so here's the gzeir shava. Ma nois, just like by noiser. Toy in sreifa, hey, it's also b'chilu v'hanor. You have to burn it. Av chometz, the same thing by chometz. Not a kavah chayma. Stam a poshen limud. It's also toy in sreifa. That's a yudid limud. Fret the rabbonim back, no? Omrulah, the Rabbanan answered back, there's no Gzei Rishavah, I have a pirch on this Gzei Rishavah. Shor HaNiskel Yechiyach. I'll bring you right from Shor HaNiskel, the Shor that killed somebody. The din is, Bez and Paskanois, we have to stone the Shor. The Lachar is, Shasura Bachilu Bahano, you're not allowed to eat it, and the Torah says, Noki, it's also Bahano, you can't have any Ano from it, and still we know the Lachar is, Bainer turns away from. Shor HaNiskel never brought down, you have to burn it. You just stone it, and that's all, bury it there. You don't have to burn it. So you see, something could be also bachila and banom, and still it's not turned straight from. So maybe chometz is more done with the shor niskel and not the noiser. Omolahen, if you the answer back, no. I'll tell you a reason why chometz is more done to noiser than to shor niskel. Hefresh, there's a difference between the two of them. Noiser also bachilu banom v'yoynish chorus. If you eat noiser, you have a chiyuv chorus for it. The chometz also has this chumra. The chometz also bachilu banom v'yoynish chorus. If you eat chometz on Pesach, you chayiv koris.
So that's why it's a chol medigadin. That's why it's more gzeira shava to noise it to say it's turned sreifa. Ma noise mele is the sreifa. Avchol is the sreifa. That's a good gzeira shava. These two things are very alike. They both have iser achila hanor and koris. They're just like noise needs sreifa. Chomus needs sreifa. Ma shenkin shera nistel zat. There's no chiyav skila. Shera nistel is only allowed. Even though Shara Niskel is also Bachil and Banor, but you know why you don't have to burn Shara Niskel? Because there's no Chiyav Koris. Mashenkin Chomet that has a Chiyav Koris, the very good word of Yehuda, learns it out from Leiser. Omruloi, the Chomet still say, no, I have a Kasha, I have a Pircha on Yigzeh Roshovim. Omruloi, the Rabboni gets it back. Chelboi shall Shara Niskel Yechiyach. What about the Chelev, the fat of the Shara Niskel? Now, the Chelev is a Chiyav Koris. If you eat Chelev from any behemoth, the Locher is Yechayav Koris. Now, Shurha Nistel is also Banor. So, Shosa Bachilo, this Chelev here, you're not allowed to eat it. Uva Hanor, it's also Banor, the Chelev of Shurha Nistel. Even though regular Chelev is Mutter Banor. But the Chelev of Shurha Nistel, the Torah says, Noki, you can't have any Hanor at all from the Shurha Nistel. So, here you have this Chelev that's also Bachilo. Uva Hanor, the Yernish Chorus, the Yain Torin Tzreifa. And still, you see, you don't have to burn it. So, that's the Chomet Taino, there's no Gzeir Shavon. Make it taste the is daima to noiser, maybe chomet is daima to the chelev of Sharon Iskol. That you see, it has all these three milas, and still it's not toin sreifa. That's what the Gemara says. So Master of Yehuda was makabel this pircham, and it comes on to a new limit. Now, Bechon and the Kaiba Shurim asked the Shtach HaKashir, he asked, what's this last pircha chelboy to Sharon Iskol? The chelboy, it has these three surim, are made up from two different factors though. Chelev by itself is only yosef achila. True, chelev has an isakoris, but chelev by itself only has an isra achila. Chelev by itself is mutter banor. Now that it's shurha niskel, the isra shurha niskel said it's also banor. But the isra shurha niskel doesn't have a chiyav koris. So that's why you don't have to burn this chelev. You know why you don't have to burn the chelev of shurha niskel? Because it's made up of two different isurim, and each isra by itself doesn't have the three milas. That's why you don't have to burn it. Hey, the chelev by itself is mutter banor. That's why chelev doesn't have to burn. Shurha niskel by itself has no chiyav koris. That's why you don't have to burn it. So these two put together, you don't have to burn it because they're made from two separate surim. Mashenkein chomet, that it itself has all three milas. Chomet itself is asa b'chidom, it itself is asa b'noah, and it itself is a chiyav koris. So that is a good sfarat learning out from Leisim. He blessed by Tzorachin on his kasha. Alright. Hakol put a mashmet to kasha. Tzimur says, Chozer Rabbi Yehuda, v'dono din acher. Rabbi Yehuda learns out from another din now.